angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seal and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne, and when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Now notice, we've gone from falling down before God, now we're falling down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a priest, have made them to be a kingdom and priest to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and I heard a voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000s times 10,000s. That's the biblical definition of a gob. Okay? They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And you got to love those elders. And the elders fell down and worshiped. You see why I like the elders so much. All right. Here's the scene. John is standing there and he sees this. And then he sees that there is something in the hand of God. It is a scroll with seven seals. And he begins to instinctively look around to see who is worthy to take the scroll. Now, we're not told how he knows that it is imperative that this scroll be opened. It just says that he knows. And he knows so much that it begins to break his heart as he realizes there is no one worthy to open this scroll. Now, I've got to tell you something. This is a good place to check our own hearts, because after we open the scroll and we begin to see what's in it, a lot of Christians would just as soon roll the scroll back up and say, "No thanks." John somehow knows this is vital to everything that God has promised to do for you and I, and we should understand the same thing. There is nothing in that scroll that you and I, as believers in Jesus, need to fear. In fact, we should not fear it. We should long for it, because it's a fulfillment of God's promise to this planet and to us. Someone asked the question, the elder asked the question, "Who is worthy?" Okay, or he hears the question, "Who is worthy?" And then we get the answer, "The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David." Who is that? That's Jesus. This is a really powerful passage. Centuries ago, the ancient Jewish rabbis and sages perceived a peculiarity in the scriptures that referred to the Messiah. Sometimes we don't give them credit for this, but they actually did know this. They were well aware of the fact that there were two competing pictures of the Messiah in the prophecies. On one hand, there were these pictures of the triumphant, majestic king, the conquering king who puts aside all political oppression and establishes this kingdom of truth and righteousness. The problem with that is that there is another picture of the Messiah in the same prophecies. And it is the picture of the suffering servant. Isaiah 53, like a lamb led to the slaughter. And the ancient rabbis tried to handle this, and so they came up with a way of categorizing these prophecies. Those prophecies which referred to the suffering servant, they would refer to as Messiah ben Joseph, Messiah son of Joseph. Now, we're not thinking about, obviously, New Testament Joseph, although there is a connection there. We're talking about Joseph, get the picture, who goes into captivity and bondage and suffers for the sins of his brethren, and yet provides redemption and salvation for them. Is that not what Joseph did? He suffered for the sins of Israel, and yet God exalted him. All right? I can't help. I've got to take time to tell you this. Later, when Jesus is in the tomb, we are told that he is taken to that tomb by Joseph of Arimathea. So what? Very important. Joseph, who goes into Egypt, is also known as Joseph of Ramah. It's the location where Joseph was from. Joseph of Arimathea is another way of saying Joseph of Ramah. When Joseph was about to die, he called his children together and he said, "Listen, God will certainly arise and lead you out of Egypt someday. And when he does, don't you dare leave my bones in Egypt. You take me with you," where? To the promised land. And sure enough, when it came time to make the exodus from Egypt, they took the bones of Joseph of Ramah out of the tomb and took him to the promised land. Are you seeing the picture here? Joseph of Arimathea comes and takes the body of Jesus and puts him in a tomb. Why do we put Jesus in the tomb of Joseph of Ramah? Well, because the tomb of Joseph of Ramah is a lot like the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea is a lot like the tomb of Joseph of Ramah. It has a hard time keeping its tenants. Get it? Pattern. I can't say it enough. A pattern, a pattern, a pattern. God establishes a pattern. So the rabbis said, okay, this is the suffering servant. We'll call him Messiah, son of Joseph. But these conquering king passages, we will identify those as Messiah ben David, Messiah ben David. You know who David is? King David, conquering David, the most beloved king of Israel, David.